I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ethiopia's conflict may have calmed in the last few weeks, but significant challenges remain. The details coming up. Later, technology bridges the gap for Bible translators in remote regions. We'll unpack that story in just a couple minutes. But first, in the embattled Tigray region of Ethiopia, continued civil war threatens the population with famine and starvation. Pastor Eric Foley works with Christians in Ethiopia and neighboring Eritrea. He says fighting in the region has calmed down, but the resulting stalemate is cutting off supplies into Tigray. Plus, people can't access their bank accounts.
And so what many Tigray people are doing is they're going to Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia. They're attempting to access their funds there, or they're attempting to find work so that they can then transport money and food back to Tigray. Here's the problem. That stranglehold on the Tigray region is preventing people, Tigrinians, from returning from Addis Ababa to be able to care for their families.
The U.S. pledged an additional $26 million of aid to address the Tigray crisis last week. But Foley says the biggest work is being done with the smallest amounts of money, that which is shared by Christians with each other and the most vulnerable.
One thing that we're still seeing is Tigray Christians using what little food resources they have to share those food resources with Eritrean refugees. And that has to be the Holy Spirit at work.
Pray this work would provide for many and show them the love of Jesus. Meanwhile, the Haitian gang that kidnapped 17 American and Canadian missionaries on Saturday is now demanding $17 million in ransom. We've learned that among those kidnapped are an 8-month-old infant and 4 children ages 3, 6, 14, and 15 years old. The American FBI and Haitian authorities are working to negotiate the release of the group. The surge in kidnappings has put other Haitian mission agencies on edge. But Dave McCleary with Mission Aviation Fellowship says growing threats aren't stopping ministry, but it will look different.
We are able to respond still with airplanes because we can still fly to those distant, isolated communities. And we're finding actually more Haitian people and Haitian ministry activity needing to use the airplane because of the insecurity of the roads. And so that is something that we still see and are still able to help and respond to, is reaching those isolated places.
What Haiti needs is freedom from fear and desperation.
And I think that will only come with the gospel affecting people's lives. And so I think I would ask for prayer that the Holy Spirit would convict hearts and just reach into the right places at the right time and affect leaders who can really make an effective change there.
Pray also for the missionary's safe release. And roughly half of the world's known languages are still without God's Word. Bible Translation Acceleration Kits, or BTACs, are helping believers in hard-to-reach areas translate God's Word. Wycliffe Associates' Tim Nye says,
we receive great expressions of thanksgiving from the folks who are making use of them. I have a couple of friends in Zambia who are making use of these tools. One of the pastors who we trained, he taught 3 other language groups how to do Bible translation with these tools. Those 3 language groups completed their New Testaments and have already started working on their Old Testament translations.
Since most translators live in isolated regions with no internet access, the BTAC comes with a built-in satellite internet connection. It also provides access to all the Bible translation software that a language group needs.
There are a number of language groups that are still waiting for kits like these to be made available to them.
Each kit costs $2,500 to produce and deliver to translators in the field. You could help underwrite some of the costs, or you can give your time.
Folks have participated by being mentors. Some of these translation teams just need a person that they can reach out to and ask a question, someone who has a bit more seasoned in their understanding of the scriptures.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.